Dear friends, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. I want to base my message on that famous passage there. Take up your cross and follow me, Jesus says. Dear friends, have you ever gone on a journey in which it went in an unexpected way? And by unexpected, I mean in a way that you really didn't want it to go. When I grew up, my dad and I would go on hikes. It was something that we enjoyed to do every single summer, and we'd plot out our way and make a whole bunch of preparations to have a wonderful hike, father-son, every single summer. And I think I've shared this story before, but I think it's a good setup for where I want to take us as we look at Matthew chapter 10. One particular summer, my dad and I charted a course on the Continental Divide in Glacier Park. My dad had worked at Glacier Park in his high school years. That was his summer job. He played trumpet at Glacier National Park. And it was a special time of bonding. And so we went on a daunting journey. We drove there to Glacier National Park, and a daunting journey on the Continental Divide, a 25-mile hike, that when you're on one side of the divide, you see valleys and vistas and mountains on the east side. All the waters flow to the Atlantic. And on the west side, when you go over the pass, you see waters and valleys, and all the water that goes on that way goes out to the Pacific Ocean. It's an incredible and beautiful hike. We made all the proper preparations for this journey. We made sure to get sleep that night, and I made sure to put my earplugs in. My dad snores terribly. So that we were rested. That's an important part of traveling with my dad. We got up early in the morning and ate a hearty breakfast, and we were ready for our hike. We had everything in our backpacks that you could plan and prepare for a wonderful journey. And sure enough, in the morning, it was like just out of that guidebook. You know when you read the guidebook and it says you'll see wildlife and you'll see flowers, and then it doesn't happen? We read the book, and it did happen. It was a wonderful hike, just as we had planned and prepared. And at lunchtime, just up at the pass, we sat down and thought, man, this is great. This was a wonderful morning. After lunch, though, we went up the pass. Dawson-Pittamaquan is what it's called. And on the other side of that pass, I think it was the western side, the whole western side was covered with nothing but snow from a heavy winter. No path, no idea where to go, and no idea for where the ledges were, where the drop-offs were. And that's when the journey that we had planned for and prepped for and done everything you could imagine turned south, and we had a lot of fear inside of ourselves. Dear friends, our Christian walk, our Christian journey, our Christian walk is a journey. Justin used that word as he came in this morning, a journey. You know, our walk is a journey. A lot of what we do as a Christian is planned, and it goes as expected. We show up for church at 9:30 a.m., and we're ready for worship, and we sing God's praises. We are involved in the community and projects and live out our Christian walk and pray for our neighbors, and we do all these things, and things go well, and we sit down like perhaps my dad and I did, and we say, oh, that was a nice journey and a nice walk. Things went just to plan. But because it's a journey, it also means that there are unexpected twists and turns, and there are hardships on that journey as a Christian. It can happen in a whole bunch of different ways. Maybe a pastor, maybe this pastor, maybe it was a pastor a long time ago, a pastor of another church said something that really set you off. That takes you in a different path, and gosh, I got to get along with that guy. Maybe it's a fellow Christian who said something that really hurt you, and now you've got a fellowship with them and get along with them. That's when the journey becomes very difficult. Or maybe it's something that God placed into your life. This is the Christian walk where it gets very difficult. And that's when the journey becomes a little unexpected. And there's that feeling in the stomach like we had on the top of the Continental Divide. My goodness, how can I journey forward? Well, if you ever have experienced that, the natural instinct when the journey goes in an unexpected way is to give up and go back to camp and not go forward. That was an inclination on our journey up the Continental Divide. We had a nice morning, no problem going back 10 miles and enjoy the wildlife that we had seen in the wildflowers. And getting back to camp, we could have hot dogs and marshmallows and have an easy evening of it all. No problem with that. You know, that's what we do when the journey gets difficult. We want to turn around and go back. Dear friends, I share all this because that is the exact setup of Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10 happens at a very important point where Jesus and his disciples have had a nice walk through the mountains. Jesus has said he's going to heal. He heals. Jesus has said that he's going to take care of the blind and lame, and he does, and the disciples see this. Jesus teaches wonderful things. But see, here in Matthew chapter 10, Jesus starts to say some hard things, that the journey is going to be a little daunting. I think I can get into the heads of what the disciples were thinking. I think John and James were saying this: Jesus, you know, I think I want to go back with our father Zebedee and go fishing for the rest of my life. This wasn't what I had in mind. I think Andrew said this: Jesus, you're engaging with a lot of people. I'm an introvert. I just want to go back and be quiet. Bartholomew might have thought something like this: Jesus, you sent me to the town of Corazon. I want to go back to my hometown where people actually liked me. Really, this is what the disciples were thinking. And at that moment, Jesus says this: brothers, take up your cross and follow me. You know, in pastoral counseling, I want to share this. Jesus violates pastoral counseling right there. As pastors, we're trained when someone expresses grief or expresses fear about what lies ahead, you never say, buck up and take up your cross and it'll get better. Jesus wouldn't have passed seminary 101, but that's okay. He's Jesus. He can say what he wants. You know, what's really important on our journeys that we take, whether it be spiritual or on our walk, is if you have a guide to take you along the path. Someone that's been down the path before. We didn't have that luxury on our hike on the Continental Divide. As we looked over the edge, there were no footsteps. Boy, that would have been a lot nicer. Well, step there, then go over there. Gosh, we would have probably gone forward. And there wasn't a guide to show us which way to go. It was quite scary. If there were a guide, we probably would have gone forward with very little fear. See, Jesus says, this is an important point in Christianity. Jesus says, take up your cross. Follow me. Jesus never asks us to do things. Never does. Never asks us to do things that he himself has not already done. Amazing. Jesus experienced all the hardships that we have. He's walked ahead of us in the tough situations. He had hardship. He was betrayed by his disciples. Jesus' Facebook page, he had tons of friends, and within a week, they were all gone. They befriended him. They defriended him, whatever it is. He lost all his friends, abandoned on the cross. He experienced hardships. And friends, here's the takeaway from this. If someone gives us advice and they have never experienced what they're talking about, I think we should be skeptical and not listen to them, or at least give it some thought before we follow them. But here's the thing. If someone gives us advice or wisdom, but they have experienced it, we ought to listen and we ought to follow. So when Jesus violates pastoral counseling 101, and says, take up your cross and follow me, we can say, yes, he did take up his cross, and he did die on the cross. You know, it's so important to have a guide in life. There's a little joke or anecdote about how important guides are and how we should listen to the details that they share. There was a tourist and a guide who were down in, I think it was South America, and they were out in the jungle, the tourist and guide, and they were wandering around. They came across a Mayan temple. The guide had been there before and gave lots of information about this ancient temple and how archaeologists had discovered the age and the artifacts and excavated this Mayan temple, etc., etc. And the tourist was taken by all this. They They had never seen anything like it. They believed the guide, every word that the guide said. And so the tourist said to the guide, sir, how old is this temple? And the guide said, it's 2,503 years old. The tourist thought, that's amazing. How can you know with precise detail that temple dates back 2,503 years? The guide said, well, about 3 years ago, the archaeologist told me that the temple was 2,500 years old. I just simply added the 3 to the 2,500. There you have it. Now, it's a funny little anecdote, but you know what? When you have never been somewhere, but you're with someone who has and is a guide, you listen and you follow what the guide has to say. What journey are you on right now that is difficult, that you're at a crossroads? Many of us are. We all are on a journey right now. Maybe it is a relative that you're caring for and life has gone in a different way than what you were expecting. Know this, you have a guide that can guide your way and give you the rest that you need. Maybe it's loving an unlovable person, that's the journey that you're on. That's tough. And there are times you just want to say, I want to give up. Your guide, Jesus, is a master at loving unlovable people. He's walked that path many times before. Maybe it's a thorn in the flesh that's difficult that just makes you want to quit in life altogether. Know that you have a guide that's walked that path before that can give you the peace that you need. Daunting places to go. Our walk as Christians is a journey. Jesus says, take up your cross and follow me.